Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, first off, I have to apologize. I forgot to turn on the air conditioner. But I'm going to try to make the sermon as short and sweet as possible and kind of made me laugh because it's difficult to listen to somebody when they're talking and it's so darn hot and muggy. So, but I'm going to try to make it short. So with that in mind, maybe you can be attentive for just a little bit. For me, when I read through the lessons, the summary basically is God is going to win no matter what. But also, he desires us to win in the final analysis. So God provides his love for all of us for a win-win scenario. It's God is going to get his way and his will done. It's going to be accomplished, and we know that for sure. In the lessons, it's all about listening, like I said before. Having or being good soil and bringing forth, in other words, having good fruits, doing, producing something in kindness and love for God to show his abundance, his generosity, and his love, and because we care about others. And then I thought about it as I walked in this morning. Can anybody think of the example of what we're doing in the last couple of weeks that exemplifies this, that we're producing, that we're preparing good fruits? Well, if you want, take a look at the basket in the back. The basket is filled up because we know we're supposed to help God by helping those who are in need, because they need our care, they need our compassion, they need our help, and that was our summer project. So we all contributed to that barrel back there, and that is God's work. So there we go. We pat ourselves on the back a little bit. But we did listen. We do care. We do love. And we accomplished. It might be small, but we accomplished it for God. So as we look at Isaiah, it's another analogy. It says, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, here it comes. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I set. God's will be done eventually. When we look at the news, it doesn't seem like that at times, but all along, God's kingdom is spreading. Now, the analogy for me is kind of like, well, we know that the sun helps, you know, with growing. They all understood planting and harvesting. And so the rain and the snow, the analogy for me is, the sun equals Jesus, the Son of God. The rain and the snow is an analogy for Jesus' teaching because it showers all of us with God's word, with God's true nature. And so we are to learn about God, and we do that through Jesus Christ. Now, like I said, the people back then, they really did understand about planting. I think many of us do around this area, too. I don't understand a lot, but I finally figured out how to plant tulips. The bulbs have to go a certain way. When seeds are scattered, personally, by hand, they don't all fall in the same spot. They don't all fall even in perfect soil. They are scattered everywhere. For me, that means that God has given an opportunity to everyone in his creation. because it, to me, God, us, humanity, human beings, kind of is represented by the ground, by the earth. So Jesus has given his teaching, has showered them all over. It's up to us to become the very best soil that we can be, ready to receive, ready and willing to grow, and ready and willing and excited enough by God's love to actually bear fruit, to produce fruit for God. When we read when Larry read the gospel, it tells us four different areas. The path. Well, it says, what does it say here? This is what was sown on the path. When someone hears the word of the kingdom, does not understand, and the evil one comes and snatches it away. Well, what does that really mean? Does the devil really come and just grab things from us? No, but it's our attitudes. We might even not realize how slowly it keeps up on us. Well, I can handle my own stress. I can handle my own life, my own worries. I don't need God. It's not really all that convenient for me right now, and I've got things under control, and I don't really want to take the time to study the Bible or to pray. For the rocky ground, that is someone who hears the word and immediately receives it, but the person doesn't have a lot of root, and so they endure just for a little while. Well, let's think of that as being distractions. Someone comes to church and they're interested, but it's hard because being disciplined, worshiping God every day, every week, and also in community, every Sunday, wherever that worship may be, that takes effort, that takes discipline, and it takes work. Many things might come before our worship and service to God because we are living hectic lives. And God isn't always convenient, but we are to love him above all. And then the thorns. Those are people who fear the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word. Well, the thorns could be when all of us focus a little bit too much on money, or maybe power, or status. Well, if we think about it, those three ways of life, those three attitudes, it's kind of like living a me, myself, and I life. The last one, the good soil, is when we focus on God, when we focus on Jesus, when we focus on others, and then also ourselves. But being good soil, we need to take time to just rest in God's arms. We need to take time to pray, to listen, and to really know our God, to love him, and to be knowing him and loving him enough to ask him for forgiveness of our sins. And then to not stop there, but to continue to grow and to love more, and to really try and accomplish that. And then to obey him in all that we do. And then to go beyond our own needs to the needs of others. Yes, we are to care for ourselves, because if we don't, we can't serve the Lord. And we are to love ourselves, because God loves us, he made us, and it is God who makes us holy and in his image. So we can ask ourselves, do we want to be good soil or not? Do we want to take the time to listen and pray, to ask forgiveness, to love and to serve him, or not? And we can ask ourselves, what have we done for our God today, for this week? What have we done for the brethren? Amen.